With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guy who knows the NFL inside and out, spent years as an executive, general manager for the Washington Redskins, years before that, working for the San Francisco 49ers, scouting and the like. Now a talk show host on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, our sister station down there in Charm City. Vinny Serrato, good enough to hop aboard with us here on CBS Sports Radio. How you been, Vin?
Good, Jody. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It depends on rooting interests and picks and selections. Just glad to get the National Football League back. One of my calls this past hour, just within the last half hour, I should say, made the point that he thought the National Football League actually looked good to him today in that it wasn't as sloppy as he thought it was going to be. Do you concur?
I think probably depends on what game you watched. You know, like I spent a lot of time watching the Ravens game because, you know, I watched the Ravens and Browns. I thought the Ravens or the Browns were extremely sloppy. The Ravens at time were sloppy. I don't think they were, like Kansas City had one penalty, no turnovers on Thursday night. I thought they were, you know, phenomenal on what they did. But, some teams were sloppy. And usually the teams that were sloppy, Jody, were the teams that didn't have a lot of guys back. And, you know, like Ravens and Chiefs, they have the same coaching staff, same O coordinator, same D coordinator, most of the same players. Those teams shouldn't be as sloppy compared to, like, Cleveland, new staff, you know, new system, and they were extremely sloppy. So, you know, I would expect some of these teams to make great strides from maybe week one to week three. You know, whereas the Ravens, Chiefs, some of those teams, they just got to continue just to keep moving on because they've been there, done that, and they know who they are.
I think the point that you make, the advantage of head coaches keeping their staffs together, staying rather than changes and the like, makes a ton of sense. How well does that speak of your ex-team, the Washington Redskins, going up against an Eagles team that did not have much changeover on their staff, head coach still in place, a lot of the team the same as it has been that won a division last year, and they were able to put up a 27-0 scoring streak on Philadelphia today. Does that bode quite well for Riverboat Ron Rivera?
I think it bodes well for Ron. I think it gives them a lot of confidence in what it does, Jody, especially their defense. You know, with 8 sacks, I think it gives that defense a ton of confidence. You know, and with the Eagles, you know, I mean, they had issues with Ertz during the week about the contract and stuff. And, I mean, on a big critical situation, Ertz dropped that one over the middle. You know, and if I'm Howie Roseman, I say, yeah, you want to bitch at me? You know, catch a damn ball. You know, and I'll be glad to pay you. But, you know, the thing about it was the Redskins, you know, stepped it up. The Eagles couldn't put them away, and they couldn't block them. And they gave the Redskins opportunities, and the Redskins' defense kind of took over, and they made enough plays offensively, you know, to score points. I was really disappointed, you know, in the way that the Eagles played. And Wentz, you know, I mean, if you're a big Eagles fan, Jody, and Wentz is your guy, you're probably wondering, like, is he really? You know, we got to see a few more games to see if he really is, you know, the guy. Because, you know, like a Joe Burrow, he brings his team back. You know, like a bunch of the quarterbacks, you know, the young quarterbacks brought their guys back. And is it the O-line issues with the Eagles? They have a lot of them, you know, and it showed up a lot today.
Yeah, he's only sacked 8 times. They were like Swiss cheese, as a matter of fact. I'm not going to – Carson Wentz wasn't good. He made two really bad decisions, but he was running for his life the entire game and under pressure on almost every single play. I won't come down that heavily on Carson Wentz. You mentioned you watched a ton of the Ravens game today. Put up 34 points, only allow 6. Which was more impressive, their offense or their defense?
Jody, I think both were impressive. You know, I mean, they really didn't, you know, like when I'm watching, I'm saying, why do they keep throwing the ball so much, you know? But, I mean, they kept throwing the ball, and Andrews was catching the ball, and Marquise Brown was catching the ball. You know, I mean, they were making plays, completing passes. I mean, the 99-yard drive, I think, basically killed the Browns in the second quarter. You know, I think that one hurt them desperately. But, I mean, they couldn't maintain with what the Ravens had, you know, offensively and defensively. And the Ravens defensively, I think they put a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield, and they batted a lot of balls down. I mean, if he's got to throw from the pocket, he struggled. I didn't think Odell Beckham Jr. It was like he's interested, not interested. I don't, you know, like, does he really care? That would be my big question about Odell. I wish he'd compete a little harder where, you know, maybe it means a little bit more, you know, whether you win or whether you lose. You know, where the Ravens, I thought Mark Andrews looked outstanding, the tight end, and I thought Marquise Brown looked great. The offensive line, they lost their Pro Bowl left tackle, you know, in the second quarter. Didn't matter. Didn't matter at all. I mean, they just kept putting up points. And the Ravens, they look like, I don't want to say a well-oiled machine, but they look like they had been together before. And they kind of responded to kind of what everybody thought they were. And Cleveland, I think they were probably disappointed in how they played because they made way, way, way too many mistakes.
All right, Vinny Serrato here with us on CBS Sports Radio. You wouldn't break the tie between the offense and the defense. Very impressive Ravens today. Very impressive Chiefs on Thursday night. Which one of those two teams was more impressive coming out of the gate?
Well, Jody, I think both teams are outstanding, and I think it's going to come down to this. You know, the biggest difference between the two teams is Kansas City, when they get behind, they're comfortable. When the Ravens have gotten behind early on, they don't win those games. So, I mean, that's the biggest difference in the two games, and we're going to see in 2 weeks on a Monday night, you know, here in Baltimore, because the two teams play each other. So the Chiefs, we know they can come from behind. The Ravens, they got to prove that they can come from behind and win games, which they have not done yet. Because Tennessee, Cleveland last year, they got behind early. They could not come back and win those games.
All right. I asked you about the team that you're following closely these days doing talk show host work duty in Baltimore, the team that used to work for, Redskins, who got, a pretty impressive down 17-0, make the lead disappear and basically shut the Eagles out from late in the second quarter on. How about that team you worked for years ago out there on the other coast, San Francisco? Disappointing opening season loss to the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals will be better. I think they'll be improved. I think that's the toughest division, top to bottom, in all of football. But if you're a team that's defending your conference championship, you're not supposed to lose your home opener. What happened to the 49ers today?
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray and Hopkins. I mean, Hopkins had, what, like 13 catches, Jody? And to be totally honest, on my show on Friday, I picked Arizona to win. Just because I thought Kyler Murray and Hopkins would do a real good job. And defensively, you know, they got after the Niners pretty good, and Garoppolo was pretty much inconsistent. And the Niners got a lot of receivers hurt. So I think that hurt them a lot, you know. And, you know, so I don't know that Garoppolo is good enough to beat you, Jody. I think that Garoppolo is good enough if he has a good supporting cast. But he is not, you know, Batman. I think he's more the Robin type. He needs people around him. He's not Joe Montana. He's not Steve Young. He's a guy that needs others to make plays for him.
That's not a good sign, since I picked the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl last night. You're not giving me much confidence here, Vin, man. I I have to be honest with you, but I appreciate it. That's why we have you on, is to get your honest opinion. We got Rams and Cowboys tied at 7 here on Sunday Night Football. Which do you think is more of a challenger in the NFC, Dallas or Los Angeles?
I think Dallas is. I think I love their weapons they've got offensively. I think, you know, receiver-wise, running back-wise, I think they're very good. You know, and I don't with the Rams, I can see the Rams finishing fourth in that division, Jody, because I think Seattle's real good. I think Arizona's improved, and I think San Fran's better. So, you know, the Rams, I think the Rams are going to be fourth in that division.
All right, Cam Newton today, 15 of 19, but only for 155 yards. He ran it better than he passed it, 15 rushes, 75 yards, and 2 touchdowns. All offseason, anytime I had an NFL insider on, like yourself or others, and or a Boston guy on, I wanted to know, will Cam change his game to fit the Patriots system, or will the Patriots change their system to fit Cam's skill sets? At least for week one, the quarterback ran the ball 15 hot times. That has not happened in the last 2 decades with Mr. Brady there. So does that tell us that New England is now Cam's team and they will build their offense to his skill set?
I think this, Jody, I think good coaching is allowing your players to do what they do well. And, you know, Brady, when he's quarterbacking, you allow him to do well, and you base everything around what he does well. You know, and with Cam, you know, he runs it more, he runs the option, you know. So I think they're doing what they have to do to win. And, okay, you take Cam's strength. Just like with the Ravens, with Lamar Jackson. You know, if they were just going to drop back and throw it all the time, that's probably not what they would do. You know, they're going to win a lot of games with. But letting him incorporate his legs, I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a big part of it, you know, with New England. I think they did what they had to do. They played the Dolphins. Let's see when they play a better team.
Packers put up 43 points today. Aaron Rodgers was dynamic, as he oftentimes is. But it hasn't been a great offseason in Green Bay. They drafted a guy who may become his replacement. He wasn't happy about it. Is this a win one for the Gipper type season for the Packers? Is he going to go out and go both guns blazing, knowing full well that he may want to be elsewhere next year?
I think it goes to the fact that Aaron Rodgers is a competitor. And, you know, you want to go get a guy? Okay, I'm going to show you guys. You know, and he goes, what, 32 of 44 for 364 and 4 touchdowns. And he says, okay, you know, give me some love.
That's a pretty good position to be in if you are Mr. Rodgers right now. You mentioned Joe Burrow, I think, in passing. Had a chance to win his first game in the NFL. His kicker let him down late. Missed a chippy 31-yarder in the last couple of seconds. But watching the game, trying to track what he did and how he went about doing it, I thought he looked pretty poised out there. I thought he looked like he was up to the challenge. And although his team lost, if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm feeling good about going forward with Burrow as my quarterback. How do you evaluate his first NFL game?
I agree 100%, Jody. I think, you know, I thought he showed composure. I thought he showed toughness, you know, and it wasn't too big for him. I mean, with no preseason games, so I think that's the biggest thing is when he's playing, is it too big for him? And I don't think at all it was. I mean, he was 23 of 36 for 193. Not a lot of, you know, long plays and stuff, but I thought he handled himself extremely well. It was a nice run for the touchdown. I think after watching one game, they've got to feel like we've got our guy.
Going forward, agreed on that. All right, last night here on CBS Sports Radio, I got out on the prognosticating limb and picked your team in your town these days, the Ravens out of the AFC, and your old team from the left coast, the 49ers out of the NFC. I did not catch your show on Friday down on 105.7 The Fan. Did you get on the record? Did you predict either the two teams in the Super Bowl, or did you go so far as to predict a Super Bowl champion?
Yeah, I don't see the Niners. Jody, I really like New Orleans, and I thought they looked good, you know, today, especially because I think their defense is much improved. So I like the Saints, you know, a lot. And Kansas City Ravens, I think either team. Here's the thing I think about the Ravens, Jody, because Lamar Jackson has not won a playoff game. He's 0-2, and he's lost two games at home. And I believe this, that if the Ravens can just win one, I don't want them to be the first seed because I don't want them to have a bye. I want them to continue to play. And if they can win one, I think they can go to the Super Bowl, because I think then they can kind of take a deep breath. Because last year when they played in that playoff game, I think they were like so puckered up, so tight and tense, and it looked like it when they played against Tennessee, that if they can just win a game, then I think they can take a deep breath. Then I think they'll play Ravens football, and then I think they'll make it to the Super Bowl.
Very good stuff. Always a pleasure. Appreciate when you hop on. Go back to watching Sunday Night Football. Have a good week down there in Baltimore.
You too, Jody. Thanks, man.
Vinny Serrato, ex-NFL executive, now host on our outlet in Baltimore for Entercom Sports, 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.